This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So here we are. This is an unprecedented Ramadan. There's so many mixed feelings, so many conversations, many, many webinars, many, many appeals. I think people are maybe just kind of trying to figure out, where do I turn? What do I do? What do I do first? Kind of what should I focus on, I guess, is a question a lot of people are feeling. So let's make it simple. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, "Inna fil jasadi mudghah ila idha salahat salah al jasadu kullu." Indeed, in the body there's a lump of flesh. If it is set right, then the entire body will be set right. Wa idha fasadat fasad al jasadu kullu ala wa hiya al qalb. And if it is corrupted, the entire body will be corrupted. Verily, it is the heart. If we want to know how to change our lives, how to change our relationship with Allah, how to change our relationship with the creation, how to revolutionize our Ramadan, we have to go back to the words of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, by changing the heart, we change everything. By changing the heart, we change the whole body. That means we change the actions of that individual. And when you change the actions of an individual, you change a society, you change the world. And so this is actually not a small topic. This isn't like a feel-good topic. Sometimes people think, oh, this is very Hallmark. It's very, you know, fluffy, wishy-washy, like, oh, heart stuff. No, it's actually the stuff, right? Because the Prophet ﷺ told us that that is the master of the body. And you know, a lot of people try to say, but no, my head is the master of my heart. But actually, the type of heart that you have actually is the one who dictates how you think and dictates what your mind now comes up with to follow your heart. And so it is essential that we talk about the heart. The heart is not just something that we, you know, we talk about in cool quotes, but the heart is the most essential thing we need to purify. The beautiful dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَلَا تُغْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That this is Prophet Ibrahim, and he's calling out to Allah, do not disgrace me on the day when everyone is brought back, when nothing will benefit anyone of wealth their children, except for the one who returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a heart that's salim, with a heart that's healthy, with a heart that's sound. Now we've been given the month of Ramadan. Now here's what happens in Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping us out big time, right? Whenever we, as we go through life, we know that we have various enemies. Where you can think about it as a righteous struggle all the time, right? So we have external enemies and we have internal enemies. And these are the enemies that are pulling us down. What is the external enemy? The external enemy is the shaitan and his army from among humans and jinn. Realize that human beings can also do the work of shaitan and can be from the shayateen. This is why, you know, in Surah An-Nas, we say, Minal jinnati wa nas, that when we're asking for protection from this waswas al-khannas, the one who whispers and then retreats, it's from the jinn and from human beings, okay? So our external enemy is the shayateen of jinn and ins. Now, what's the internal enemy? The internal enemy is just as real and sometimes even more dangerous. And that is my own self. This is called the nafs. The nafs is my lower self. And this is the part that calls me towards evil, which tells me to just obey my lower desires, that we're in this world to eat, sleep, and, you know, reproduce, that it's all just about the body and the sort of the physical pleasure. So now what's happened is Ramadan comes around, and now think about it. What has Allah done in Ramadan? Allah says that when Ramadan begins, the shayateen, that the doors of paradise are opened, the doors of hellfire are closed, and the shayateen are chained. So now what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done in his infinite mercy is that he has taken out one of our enemies. He's tied him up, literally, right? So what does that do? It gives us a head start. It actually gives us the opportunity to be more successful at this righteous struggle. What's this righteous struggle? Well, the struggle to purify our hearts, to strengthen our hearts, to have qalbun salim, to have a healthy heart, and to then be successful when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah says, that nothing will benefit anyone. So we can spend all of our time here making money, having a lot of power, but Allah specifically says that these two things will not benefit anyone. Malun wala banun. Wealth and children. Children are a representation of power, especially at that time. So what will matter is ultimately in our success is that did we return to Allah with a heart that's sound? And now Ramadan comes around and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chains up the external enemy. So what's left now? Just the internal enemy, our nafs, right? So it's just you and your nafs now, right? It's just you against your nafs. And then Allah does something else to help us out. And that is that He prescribes siyam. He prescribes fasting, right? Kutiba alaykum as-siyama kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he has prescribed fasting upon you as He has prescribed on those who came before you. Why? So that you will learn God consciousness. So here now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed something that will tame the nafs, that will weaken the nafs. And by taking out both of these enemies, the shayateen from the external enemy through the chains, right? Because he ties them up. And then by weakening the nafs through fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting us in the absolute best position to purify our hearts, to work on this project. And this, by the way, is the most important project of your existence in this life, is the purification of your heart, the strengthening of your heart. Because, as I repeat again, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, that on the day of judgment, when you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ultimate success will only be for those people who came back to Allah with a healthy heart. And therefore, that's the most important endeavor of our lives, is to build a healthy heart, to build this thing called qalbun salim, right? That should be our focus. Why? Because that's ultimate success. And to have a corrupted heart will be ultimate failure. As we know in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He makes an oath, right, He does it to emphasize a point, right? Now, if you look and you study the Quran, there is a place in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the longest list of oaths, and that's Surah Ash-Shams. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. And then Allah goes on to make these oaths one after the other, I believe it's 11, by His creation, in order to say what? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Indeed, he or she has succeeded. And this is ultimate success. It's not like success, I got a raise, success, I published a book, success, you know, I got a promotion. This is ultimate success. Indeed, he or she has succeeded who purifies it, who purifies the nafs, who purifies this the nafs or the heart, the internal part. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. And he has verily failed who has allowed it to become corrupted, who has corrupted it. So this is the most important endeavor that we have. And now Ramadan is here, and now we have a fighting chance to do it, because shaitan is chained and our nafs is weakened. Now, how can we do it? First and foremost, we have to focus on the oxygen of the heart, the food and water of the heart, and that is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance is what keeps our heart alive. And if we are not a people who've been regular about our salah, Ramadan is the time to establish that habit. Because if you're not praying, you're not breathing. Simple, full stop. Like, there's nothing else to talk about. Because prayer is the first thing you're asked about on the Day of Judgment. And I'm talking about the fara'id, right? The five daily prayers. So the first thing we have to focus on is that spiritual oxygen of the salah, all right? And Ramadan is the best time to build that habit. You know, they say it takes a certain amount of time to build a habit, and now we have that exact amount of time, essentially, give or take, in Ramadan. So if you build that habit in Ramadan, praying and praying on time, and make a commitment to continue to stick to your prayers afterwards, because you have to understand that there is nothing that will benefit you if you're not praying. There's a hadith that says that the Prophet ﷺ said that the first thing we are asked about on the Day of Judgment is our prayer. And if it is set right, then that person will be successful. And if it is not, then that person will have failed. And so it won't be that if that person's salah isn't in order, it won't matter what else they did. That's a very, very, very intense thing to think about, right? That it won't matter what else you did. So salah is that thing. It's the only action. Listen carefully. Salah is the only action that scholars disagree whether or not it takes you out of the fold of Islam. Some say it takes you out of the fold of Islam. Some say maybe it takes you out of the fold of Islam. But you don't want to go anywhere near something like that. This is the only action, the only sin that can actually potentially take a person out of the fold of Islam. So salah is a serious thing. And so this has to be the first thing that we commit to in this condition where now we are at our, you know, it's like the best condition for us to really, really come back to Allah and to purify our hearts. Our external enemy is chained, our internal enemy is weakened through fasting. Now let's do what we need to do. And let's really take advantage of this opportunity while our enemies are down, you know what I mean? Temporarily, yeah? So take this opportunity, build the habit of your salah and increase in your dhikr, increase in your remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the adhkar. Make a habit of doing the morning and evening adhkar. Make a habit of saying the adhkar before you sleep. These are the supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he used to say throughout his day. There are a lot of apps out there that can help you. One is My Dua, 2 A's at the end, Fortress of a Muslim in a dua form. Then there's many of them. You get one of these apps and make a commitment. You don't have to say all of them, but just say, I'm gonna commit to saying 5 every single morning, or I'm gonna commit to saying 7 or 10. I'm gonna put down 10 minutes and I'm gonna do that, or 20 minutes, or what you can commit to. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the actions that are consistent, even if they're small. And so the afkar. And then finally, And one of the most important is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month of the Quran. Build a relationship, rebuild a relationship, mend the relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the Quran. This is your creator speaking to you. How can you not listen? How can you not understand? How can you not make an effort to at least understand what your creator is saying to you? If a king or a president were to send you a letter, even in a language you didn't understand, you would make every effort to at least understand what's in that letter, right? And this is not a king or a president. This is the creator of all kings and all presidents, and the one who has all control over every single one of them. The one who by his will and might allowed a microscopic creation to bring all the kings and presidents to their knees just now. And we're witnessing the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now with COVID-19. So this is the most powerful. This is the creator. And he sent you a personal letter, right? In the Quran. It's his words to us, to every single one of us. And they are personally applicable to every single one of our lives. It's not like it only applied back then. It actually tells your story today. So rebuild that relationship, mend that relationship, strengthen that relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how we're gonna be able to leave this Ramadan with a heart that is purified, qalbun salim. And inshallah, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to return back to him with a heart that is sound and healthy, and that Allah allows us to leave this life upon tawheed, la ilaha illallah, aquli qawli hadha, wa astaghfirullahi wa lakum, inna ghafurun rahim, subhanakallahu bihamdak, ashadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruk wa atubu ilayk.